From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Thousands of Egyptians defied a government ban on demonstrations to stage a second day of protests against their government. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in Cairo and reports black-clad riot police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse crowds.
Here at Cairo's Bar Association, protesters climbed up on the roof where they shouted slogans at heavily armed police officers circling below. The protesters also called out to passersby to join them in demanding an end to President Hosni Mubarak's 30-year rule and an end to rising unemployment. But riot police quickly quelled the gathering by firing tear gas and charging the crowd with batons. Security officials and human rights advocates say more than 800 protesters have been arrested nationwide. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
President Obama toured a pair of green energy companies in Wisconsin today as he tries to make the case for additional government backing of alternative power. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the trip came one day after the president's State of the Union address, which focused on making American business more competitive.
President Obama visited a windmill factory and a company that makes high-efficiency lighting during a trip to Manitowoc, Wisconsin, on the shores of Lake Michigan. The green energy firms provided a platform for Mr. Obama as he argued the government should invest more money in alternative sources of power.
That's how we're going to build the industries of the future, because we make smarter products using better technology than anybody else. That's how we'll win the future.
The president's call for stepped-up investment is sure to face opposition in a more Republican Congress, where many members are bent on deep cuts in government spending. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The pool of government red ink this year is likely to beat last year's record. That's according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which anticipates the weak economy and last month's bipartisan tax-cutting legislation will mean the deficit for the year will likely exceed last year's $1.4 trillion. Douglas Almdorf is director of the CBO.
We estimate that if current laws remain unchanged, the budget deficit this year will be close to $1.5 trillion. Or 9.8% of GDP.
That would mean the government is borrowing roughly 40 cents of every dollar it spends. With the national debt ceiling approaching $14.3 trillion cap, there's legislation pending to again up the debt limit. Lehman Brothers, the company that became a harbinger of the nation's financial crisis when it was allowed to fail, is now offering additional money to its bondholders as part of a revised plan to emerge from bankruptcy. Lehman offered the revised plan during a hearing in U.S. bankruptcy court in New York. The firm listed deficits of $613 billion. Blue chips, after briefly piercing the psychologically important 12,000 barrier, failed to hold on to that level. The Dow closed up 8 points, ending the session at 11,985. You're listening to NPR. Across much of the Northeast tonight, the picture is pretty much the same. Icy cold weather and fast accumulating snow that has closed schools, stalled traffic, and has been causing both cars and pedestrians to slip slide away on slick streets and sidewalks. President Obama's motorcade took nearly an hour to return to the White House from Andrews Air Force Base after the president's trip to Wisconsin. In Washington, D.C., Mayor Vincent Gray says crews are doing what they can to clear streets.
The weather forecast indicates that we will have somewhere between 5 and 10 inches of snow, and we are working hard to be ready for that between now and midnight.
Kentucky had half a foot of snow by this morning. 8 to 12 inches of snow is forecast for New York. The last of the Leuven brothers has died. Country music singer Charlie Leuven was 83 years old. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer last year. NPR's Zoe Chase has this remembrance.
Charlie and Ira Leuven started out as postal workers by day and gospel singers by night.
The family who prayed.
They reached for a mainstream audience and ended up at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry in 1955.
That'll be cash on the Burlhead, son.
The harmonies of the Leuven brothers influenced some of the biggest names in country and pop, from Emmylou Harris to the Everly Brothers. The Leuven brothers split in 1963, but Charlie enjoyed a remarkable comeback in his late 70s, reaching an even wider audience.
I still hear you. Off in the distance, your sweet harmony.
Zoe Chase, NPR News.
And I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.